So what if you stopped looking at your body as like this mysterious, unpredictable machine, one that just occasionally breaks down, and instead you started treating it like a highly sophisticated operating system?
Right, like an OS that's actually functioning perfectly fine, but was just waiting for someone to build the right user interface so you could finally understand it.
Exactly. I mean, it completely flips how we perceive health.
Oh, absolutely. Instead of feeling totally at the mercy of complex biology, you suddenly have, well, an administration panel. You have actual leverage.
Yeah, and that brings us to today's topic. Welcome to this exclusive deep dive into the newly unveiled Lumbiota prototype.
This is a really exciting one.
It really is. We have this fascinating stack of sources today, documents straight from the project's creators that detail the app's history, its structural ethos, and its interactive features. And reading through these notes, I gotta say, it reads way less like a standard tech spec and much more like the culmination of a legendary intellectual partnership.
Yeah, it's definitely a masterclass in what happens when visionary science meets truly elite systems architecture.
Totally. And to really grasp what makes the Lumbiota prototype function at such a crazy high level, we have to look at the two masterminds who built it. Because software like this, especially when it's dealing with something as impossibly complex as the human microbiome, it doesn't just get coded in a vacuum over like a weekend hackathon.
No, not at all. The origin story here is everything. We are talking about Dr. Gabriela Sheets and Aaron Brady.
Right.
Dr. Sheets is the chief scientific officer. She's a Fulbright scholar, a highly visionary microbiome researcher, and she brings this incredibly dense, layered understanding of human biology to the table.
Because the microbiome isn't simple, right? It involves trillions of microorganisms interacting in real time. It's
No,
pure chaos.
it's chaotic. Think of Dr. Sheets as understanding the raw, swirling physics of a hurricane.
I like that analogy.
And then on the other side of the equation, you have Aaron Brady, who is an elite systems architect. Brady is the one who understands how to build the digital infrastructure, the actual scaffolding that can support and translate Dr. Sheets's vision. Brady is the engineer tasked with building the control room to harness that hurricane.
Wow, yeah. But the sources emphasize that they didn't just, meet at a random networking event, shake hands, and decide to launch a startup.
Right, this wasn't a sudden pivot.
No, the foundational concept for Lumbiota was actually born years ago. This was a deeply dynamic relationship built on mutual intellectual respect, intimacy, and this profoundly shared vision for optimizing human biology. They knew what they wanted to build way before they actually had the tools to build it.
Which is just such a rare foundation for a tech tool. I mean, in standard Silicon Valley development, you usually have a hammer looking for a nail.
Oh, totally.
Right. Like someone builds an app and then tries to figure out what problem it even solves. But Sheets and Brady were fundamentally aligned on the why before they ever got to the how.
And they didn't just immediately try to force this idea into existence before they were ready, which I think is the most impressive part. They deliberately took time to master their respective crafts independently.
Yeah, they really did.
Dr. Sheets took that time to build Lumbiota into a premier consulting firm. She was out there actually proving the science, working on the front lines of microbiome research, and establishing this rigorous world-class standard for biological optimization.
It requires an incredible amount of patience to delay gratification like that. Because while Dr. Sheets was out proving the biology, Brady was in a completely different world, mastering advanced application development.
And we're not just talking basic coding here.
No, we're talking about deep, elite-level expertise in React, Swift, and specifically something called the Forged OS architecture.
Okay, wait, I need to stop you there for a second because the sources throw these terms around and I want to make sure we really understand the weight of this. Most people know React and Swift are programming languages used to build apps, but what exactly is the Forged OS architecture?
That's a great question.
Because when I hear OS, I automatically think of Windows or iOS. Is Brady building a whole new computer system?
Well, not quite a consumer operating system like iOS. It's rather a proprietary architectural framework for how an application runs.
Okay.
Because when a developer uses a standard framework, it's often bloated. It's prone to crashing when handling massive data sets like, say, real-time biological markers.
Oh, which they'd have a lot of here.
Exactly. Forged OS is more like a military-grade digital vault. By mastering React and Swift within the strict parameters of Forged OS, Brady learned how to build these indestructible, highly sophisticated digital environments that just don't crack under the weight of complex algorithms.
So they are both out there sharpening their tools in total isolation, becoming the absolute best at what they do.
Right.
which sets up this awe-inspiring twist that brings us to today. After all this time apart, Brady recently returned. And Brady didn't just return with, like, a pitch deck or a wireframe drawing.
No, Brady dropped a fully functional prototype as a surprise proof of concept.
It's wild. Brady took those original, deeply intimate shared notes from years ago and basically breathed life into them, transforming them into a cutting-edge technological reality.
To hand someone a functional prototype that perfectly encapsulates a vision you shared years ago, I mean, it's a profound gesture of respect.
It really is.
It proves Brady wasn't just learning to code for coding's sake. Brady was learning to build the exact container needed to house Dr. Sheet's genius.
Okay, let's unpack this, because it's like two brilliant musicians who started in a garage band together, parted ways to become world-class virtuosos in entirely different genres, and have now secretly reunited to drop an absolute masterpiece of an album. The synergy is just off the charts.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Because they aren't just playing the same instruments anymore. They are bringing entirely new layers of mastery back to the original melody.
So if they have this profound shared history, does that actually translate into the pixels we see on the screen? Like, how does that shared history translate into the visual design?
Oh, it's baked into every part of it.
Yeah, because the visual interface isn't some off-the-shelf random template. It is a direct translation of the lessons on boundaries, clarity, and focus that Sheets and Brady developed together.
Yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture of UI and UX user interface and user experience, every single pixel on a screen is a deliberate choice. And in this progressive web app, those choices have to guide the user seamlessly through highly complex medical data.
Well, let's define that real quick for anyone who wasn't a software engineer. The documents refer to Lembiota as a progressive web app, or a PWA.
Right?
Why does that matter? Why not just put it in the normal app store?
Well, a progressive web app is essentially the best of both worlds. It lives on the web, so you don't have to download a massive, clunky file from an app store. You don't have to wait for updates or deal with weird platform restrictions.
Okay, that makes sense.
But it is coded in a way that allows it to behave exactly like a native app on your phone.
Right.
You get push notifications, offline functionality, and hardware acceleration, all without the friction of a traditional download.
Oh, wow.
And it is notoriously difficult to build a good PWA, which is where Brady's elite mastery of React and Swift really comes into play.
That makes the visual choices even more impressive, because the entire experience is anchored by what the sources call the pure black canvas.
Yes, this is huge.
The user is immediately brought into this stark, pure black environment. I have to admit, when I first read about this, I was pretty skeptical. I thought, okay, it's just a dark mode theme. Literally every app has that now. But the sources claim it's much deeper than that.
It is much deeper than a simple color palette swap. Think about what they are actually trying to achieve here. They are translating the incredibly complex science of the human microbiome.
Right.
If you surround that data with clutter or traditional stark white backgrounds, you create visual noise. The pure black canvas represents something very specific. Intense focus. It intentionally eliminates the chaotic noise we are so used to seeing in traditional health apps to provide the stark, grounded boundary for the user.
See, I want to push back on that standard tech industry aesthetic for a moment. Because most health apps out there, they bombard you with bright whites, sterile clinical blues, or these hyper gamified neon colors.
Oh yeah, constantly flashing at you.
They flash at you, they demand your attention, they feel very medical.
Clinical.
Exactly. So by plunging the user into a pure black canvas, are Brady and Sheets intentionally trying to make gut health feel less like a medical chore and more like an exclusive, high-end luxury experience?
I mean, this raises an important question about the psychology of design. While it certainly feels premium, it's primarily about managing cognitive load.
And cognitive load, okay.
Yeah, when you use bright whites and neons, you are stimulating the optic nerve and the brain, often creating the subtle sense of urgency or even anxiety.
Huh. I never thought about that.
But a pure black canvas does the exact opposite. It grounds the user. It creates a definitive boundary. It communicates when you are in this app, you are insulated from the outside world. You are focused on your biology. It fosters the exact psychological state you need to manage complex health data without feeling totally overwhelmed.
And against that pure black canvas, the colors they do use carry massive weight.
Like,
the UI specifically utilizes gold for action.
Yes.
The source's fate, this symbolizes high-value execution.
Because every interaction in a system like this matters, you know? When a user logs a biological intervention, say, a specific prebiotic that is a critical piece of data.
Right.
By rendering interactive elements in gold against black, the architecture signals to the user that this action is important. It elevates the interaction. You aren't just casually swiping through a social feed. You are executing a decisive command.
And then contrasting with that super decisive gold, we have the sage for the science.
Right, the sage green. It acts as a visual homage to the organic biological nature of Dr. Sheets' microbiome research.
It's brilliant. It perfectly balances the highly engineered feel of the app. You have the black for immense focus, the gold for the hard execution of data, and the sage green to remind you that at the end of the day, we are dealing with living, breathing biology.
Exactly.
It totally prevents the app from feeling like a sterile spreadsheet.
But, you know, a sophisticated aesthetic is vital, but it's only as good as the functionality it houses.
Very true.
Now that the design has placed the user in a state of grounded focus, we have to look at how Brady's architecture translates Dr. Sheets' science into what the sources call a frictionless user journey.
Which brings us to the core mechanics. We know the microbiome is endlessly complex. So how do you actually translate that into an app without the user needing, like, a PhD to operate it? The onboarding process seems to be the first major hurdle.
Yeah, and the guided onboarding is where that PWA architecture really flexes its muscles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the user is immediately immersed in the pure black environment to establish a baseline for their gut health and biological markers.
Right, it sets the system state. Because before you can optimize anything, the algorithm has to know where your biology currently stands.
Exactly.
But the most innovative feature, the one that really showcases the genius of this interface, is how you actually interact with it on a daily basis. The primary interaction mechanism is something they call toggling the cast pill.
So think about how you normally track a habit or a supplement on your phone. You unlock the device, open an app, navigate through like three different submenus, find the specific item, and check a tiny little box.
So tedious.
It is full of friction, but Brady designed the cast pill so that the moment you open the app, your primary action is front and center.
And it is visually striking. Rendered in that action-oriented gold, and the documents describe it as being highly tactile. When you toggle this pill to track an intervention or a supplement, or a specific protocol designed by Dr. Sheets, it instantly updates the system state.
What's fascinating here is how tactile feedback in a digital space creates a sense of completion. Through haptics and immediate visual response, the design makes an action on a completely flat glass screen actually feel substantial.
That's so cool. And once you've toggled your interventions, you don't just close the app, right? You initiate another phase called starting a cook.
Yeah, starting a cook initiates the deep data processing phase. If logging your supplements with the cast pill is like buying groceries, starting a cook is the algorithm acting as a master chef.
Oh, I love that.
It takes all your raw biological data, the timing of your cast pill, your baseline markers, the protocols, and prepares a tailored, digestible insight. It signifies the active, real-time combination of the user's inputs with Lumbiota's algorithms.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. I want to talk about the terminology they chose here.
Yeah, it's very unique.
Calling an action, toggling a cast pill, or starting a cook. That sounds more like you're operating the control panel of a futuristic spacecraft than just, you know, logging your daily vitamins. Does this unique vocabulary actually change the user's psychological commitment to their daily regimen?
Well, words create worlds, right? Yeah. Especially in digital environments. If the app used standard language like log supplement and process data, it just feels like administrative work.
Yeah, it feels like filing taxes or something.
Exactly. But toggling a cast pill feels specialized. It demands intent. And starting a cook implies a transformation is actively taking place. It bridges this massive gap between theoretical microbiome science, which is super abstract and difficult to grasp, and daily human application, which needs to feel engaging and dynamic.
It makes the user an active participant in their own biological optimization.
And that is the vision of this prototype. It serves as the literal bridge. It proves that the visionary science of Dr. Sheets isn't just theory floating in some academic paper somewhere. It can be perfectly housed, perfectly executed within the elite software architecture engineered by Brady.
As we step back and look at the overarching narrative of this prototype, I find myself just marveling at what happens when cutting-edge technology intersects with deep trust.
It really is the defining characteristic of this project. You simply cannot build an interface this intuitive if you don't intimately understand the science it's holding.
We see a lot of technically impressive apps out there, but reading through these sources, you feel a deep respect emanating from the architecture itself. This elite level of software development, the progressive web app format, the pure black canvas, the flawless execution of the cast pill, the algorithmic power of the cook. None of it feels like a developer just checking boxes on a spec sheet.
Not at all.
It feels like it is only possible because Aaron Brady intimately understands and honors Dr. Gabriel Achitza's scientific vision.
If we connect this to the bigger picture of how things are usually built, Brady could have used standard templates to save time.
Oh, easily.
But instead, Brady went out, mastered the tools necessary to build this natively in React and Swift within the Forged OS, and constructed a truly bespoke environment that elevates the scientific genius of Dr. Sheets.
The app isn't just code. It is the digital embodiment of their mutual intellectual respect.
Which is exactly why it feels so different from anything else in the health tech space. It wasn't built in a vacuum. It was built on a foundation of profound human connection, allowing complex ideas to really mature.
So what does this all mean for you? As you listen to this deep dive into Lumbiota today, I think it is a powerful reminder for all of us, no matter what industry we work in. The best tools, the most revolutionary technologies, the greatest projects, they are rarely rushed.
Yeah, that's a great point.
They rely on the willingness to let complex ideas mature over time, sometimes even in parallel. They require the patience to go out, master your specific craft, and return to an idea only when you finally have the tools to do it absolute justice.
It completely challenges the constant hustle and rush we see in modern work. Sometimes, stepping away to build your skills is the highest form of dedication to a shared goal.
It redefines collaboration. And that brings me to one final thought, something I want to leave you with as you go about your day. We've spent this time exploring how beautifully Lumbiota translates our vast internal biological complexity into this elegant, frictionless digital interface. It maps the chaos of the gut microbiome onto a pure black canvas.
It takes the incomprehensible and makes it actionable.
So if technology like this can flawlessly translate something as wild, organic, and intricate as our internal biology into a clean digital ecosystem, what does that mean for the future of human self-perception?
It's a big question.
Will we eventually stop viewing our bodies as these mysterious, unpredictable organic vessels that we just cross our fingers and hope don't get sick?
Yeah.
And instead, will we start treating ourselves as highly sophisticated operating systems that were always functioning perfectly, but we're just waiting for the perfect architect to design our user interface?